Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Oh, 03444991000. The gentleman, Sid Owen was singing, the gentleman who was doing the rap. Catherine, what do we know about that guy?
Chucky star.
Yep.
Big reggae star.
Big reggae star.
English born.
Yep.
Sent down for gun possession.
Hey, unlucky. 03444991000. Let's go to Andy. Good evening, Andy.
Good morning. How are you, Ian and Catherine?
I'm fine, Andy. I'd be a lot happier if you weren't on speakerphone.
I'm not. I'm in the bathroom at the moment. I'm going to try and move somewhere else. 1 second.
What are you doing in the bathroom at this
time
of night?
Please tell me you got your trousers on.
Oh, God. Andy.
All the trousers are on.
There we go. We can hear you. Are you in the bathroom so you don't wake everyone else in the house?
That's the one.
Okay.
That's the one. Yes, and won't be too happy.
Well, you can speak quietly. We can hear you.
Okay,
you can speak softly.
Basically, just phoning you and Catherine up to thank you. The past 2.5 years has been an absolute nightmare for me.
Oh, Andy, listen, if you're going to say something intimate, if you'd rather go and do it in the bathroom, then we can put up with the echo if you don't want your boy to hear you.
No, it's fine.
All right, if you're sure. I didn't realise it was going to... All right, go on, but long as you're sure, go on.
I've just had a conviction overturned in the courts. I can't go into too much detail of what's going on.
No.
I was wrongfully convicted of a very serious offence.
Yeah.
And for the past 2.5 years, it's been yourselves and my wife and my son who's got me through this.
Wow.
I have been sat in cells at night time and... I've been with razor blades, I've been with tablets and crap.
Yeah.
And you guys, because I haven't been able to call my wife and things like that, it's silly o'clock at night time, but I've had you guys bringing a smile to my face.
God, blimey, this rubbish. Imagine, jeez, how desperate must one man be to that this is the thing that keeps him going? I'm glad you didn't kill yourself, Andy.
Yeah, the thing that got me through, I'll be honest with you, what turned me on to your station was a guy next door said, if you think your life is shit, listen to this idiot. Seriously.
Was this in jail?
This was in jail, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, God, Andy, thank you, man. I'm laughing for a good reason. That's brilliant. Yes. Whatever it takes.
Because I was listening to the radio and I'd heard you, and you were talking, you were saying how you want to end it all and things like that.
Yeah.
And then 20 minutes later, there was somebody on the phone. And you were on the phone to him for how long, for God knows how long, talking them down.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And that made me realise there's light at the end of the tunnel. So I ended up becoming a listener. I don't know if you know, but listeners are like prisoners that are trained to be Samaritans.
Well,
stop things like that.
So hang on a minute. So whenever So whenever I'm down, and someone says to me, well, there's a lot of people worse off than you, I can legitimately say, no, there isn't. I'm the example that people who are near the bottom are given, said, oh, yeah, no, there's someone worse off than you. It's you, Ian. My God.
I'm sorry.
I'm joking, Andy. I'm laughing. Honestly, I'm taking it in good sport. That's very, very funny. And Catherine is going to tease me mercilessly about that. But everything.
I sincerely hope she does.
She does. She's a good mate. But every.
The amount of stick you give her, it's. But she can give it back as much.
I don't give any stick. What are you talking about? I'm very polite. I treat her with the respect that she deserves as an employee of mine.
Outrageous.
So it's been overturned. So you are an innocent man.
That's right. But unfortunately, mud sticks.
Yeah, of course it does. No smoke without fire. Everyone knows that, unfortunately, and even though it's not true. So it must be a mixture of feelings. I would imagine there is some relief. There is some...
There's a lot of relief. There's trepidation. I've got to get my life back on track.
Yeah.
I've lost... I found out who my true friends are.
Yeah, of course you do.
I've lost so many friends from this. But what I'm looking forward to is... Once this new case is going to be over and done with, that person that put me in there, their face is going to be in the papers for exactly what they've done to me.
Okay.
You were mentioning about... sorry about this.
It's all right, man. You're doing brilliantly, Andy. You're doing brilliantly.
A couple of weeks ago, sat myself listening about a certain person that you knew who had false allegations made against them of a very similar nature.
Okay. I don't remember... I don't remember what I was talking about there. I don't remember what we did on yesterday's show. So I don't remember that. Okay, no, I'll have a little think through the memory banks on that. But
this is going about 3-4 weeks ago now.
Okay.
It was hard then.
Has it been overturned for a while? Was it today? What was the score?
It got overturned on Thursday.
Wow. Okay. So it's still fresh.
Yeah, it's I'm one of the lucky few. My wife has stuck with me throughout the whole thing.
Good.
Even when I was found guilty on the first time round.
Yeah.
My wife believed me. She knew it was if I can say it. She knew it was bollocks.
Yeah. And then there you go.
For the guys that are listening, there is hope.
Yeah. You got the two most important people. You got your son and you got your wife, and that's it. Anyone else around that is a bonus, but those are the two that matter the most, Andy. And I hope that you kind of, you know, I hope that things eventually, and I'm sure it'll take a while, but eventually work out for you, man. And I'm sorry that you went through that.
No, it's not your fault. You should never apologise. It's never your fault.
No, but as a human being, I don't, you know, to think of another soul suffering that amount of stress for 2.5 years, I feel for you.
Yeah. Well, it's 3 years in total. It was about 6 months in when I found out about your station.
Okay.
You did good in the jungle, by the way.
Hey, didn't I?
Strawberry Gate.
Came third. Who'd have thought it? Me.
Am I?
Seems like a lifetime ago.
Coming out, going. You guys look. What was it? You guys look.
Whoa, steady on. Can't say that word. But I'm going to be honest.
That word. Sorry.
I'm going to be honest, Andy. I would imagine. And I hope you don't take this the wrong way. I would suspect that my 3 weeks in the jungle is probably tougher than your last 3 years.
Wow.
But no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I did not eat a pig's vagina.
I was joking. Andy, listen, thank you. You can't say the F word. But apart from that, thank you very much indeed. And, you know, keep us informed as to how things work out. Thank you, mate. 0344-499-1000.
Had a tweet from Gemma from Nashville.
Nashville? Nashville, Tennessee!
Damn, I forgot something when I was on air. I wanted to get your opinion on using palm oil whilst at Stonehenge.
I got a good mind to to ban Gemma for trolling. Maker. That is absolute trolling. if you think your life is shit, listen to this idiot. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Kerry says, I think this gentleman is talking about CJ. Could be. Okay, yeah, could be. Okay. That would make sense.
All right, okay.
That would make sense. That would make sense. What a world. What a world that we live in. 0344. This is why I like doing late night radio, because we kind of, there is a special thing about, I think, particularly between sort of 11 and 2 o'clock. That for me, if we could do this show 11 till 2, I mean, it would be exhausting. But that for me is kind of the magical window of maybe 11 till 3, is the magical window of when people are alone. People are alone. And they could be lying in a bed next to someone. They could be in a house full of people. They could be in a prison. They could be driving a car or a lorry, or it could be anywhere. People are alone, man. You know, that is a dark time for a lot of people.
Yeah, when I was a teenager, I used to listen to talk radio, the original talk radio. People like James Whale and Tommy Boyd. I was a worried kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't sleep. So I used to put my digital clock radio on, yeah. Put it on for like 59 minutes or whatever it would go up to.
Oh, yeah.
And drift off to sleep listening to that. And it would just take me out of my own head a little bit, you know, so yeah. That I wasn't thinking about what was coming the next day, which yeah. Often I was dreading.
Yeah, yeah. Are you a lonely caller?
Me? Hello?
Yeah, have you been on, caller?
No, I'm the sperm donor specialist.
Okay, that sounds rather unpleasant.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. There is. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
No rules, nocturnal nattering for nightbirds, nurses, and Nosferatu.
All right, cool.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll take this call, although I suspect it's the person phoning out for us. Hello? Okay, let's go to Eduardo Suarez. Good evening, Eduardo. You're live on Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hello.
Well, this is all because my kids are...
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. The thing is, I can't remember what I was going to say.
You literally phoned in 5 seconds ago.
Download different outlines. That was just a funny one, I thought.
Could you turn your speaker off?
I've been waiting for about 5 minutes or something.
That's not true. Could you turn your speaker off?
Sorry. Hang on, 1 second.
Literally just flashed up on the screen. So the most he's been waiting 60 seconds.
Pardon?
Could you turn?
Hang on,
your
hang on,
speaker
I'm doing
off.
It. I'm doing it. Yeah, I've done it.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
You haven't been waiting 5 minutes. That's not true.
I've been waiting ages.
I tell you what. I tell you what we'll do. Is I'm going to phone us up. I'm going to phone us up and we'll see how long it takes to get for it to start flashing on my screen. 0344 499 1000.
You're going to phone us up?
No.
What do you mean?
Shut up.
I don't know.
No, because that's not what I said. I'm going to phone me up. Right? Just wait there. I click dial.
No, you said I'm
so please
phone
be quiet.
Thank right. you for calling Talk Radio. Calls are charged at your provider's national rate. Your call will be answered shortly. Thank you for holding.
Right, so you wait 10 seconds to get past that message and then you're on the switchboard. So you waited 10 seconds and you don't remember what you were going to say?
No, I did wait.
Hello?
I waited more than... hello?
Hello there.
Yes, hi.
Hi there. You waited 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I waited. I can see what you're doing, and it's actually quite funny.
You actually can't see what we're...
Pardon?
Yes, hello? I don't think you can see what you're doing.
What am I doing?
You don't know.
Well, can you tell me then, please, if you do know?
No, I don't know.
Why not? Come on.
What? Right.
Are we actually having a real conversation?
It's not that real, and it's only because there are no other callers.
Oh, I thought it was some sort of automated machine. Am I actually speaking to you?
No, you're speaking to someone else, you absolute bell cheese.
Oh, my God. Bell cheese, bell end is better than bell cheese.
Okay, well, whatever you prefer putting in your mouth is entirely up to you. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I can't remember now, can I? Because,
okay, well...
Like somebody... No, Ian, wait, please.
Well,
please.
Get to an interesting part, because we've been talking for 5 minutes and it's been dull.
But we've only been talking for 5 minutes because we were arguing about if we had been talking about if we had been talking for 5 minutes.
Wow, this is getting this is like Inception. This is Dickception.
I want to eat my own face.
Yes,
at this point.
Man.
Can someone please say something intelligent?
Oh, sorry. Can I interrupt? Do you mind if I interrupt? Kat, is that Kath?
Yeah, I've been.
Is that Kath?
Yeah, I've been here all night.
I'm not going to be rude or nasty or anything.
I wouldn't.
Is that Kath?
Yes.
Is that Kath?
Yes.
Kath and Ian, when I'm listening to the radio, when I hear the advert about...
We're not allowed to talk about the adverts, so move on to the next point, please.
OK, is Kath Switch?
Is she Switch?
Yes.
What does that mean? And it better not mean what I think it means.
No, it doesn't mean anything bad, Ian. Please don't think that.
Please.
No,
well, why don't you tell us what it means, then?
There's dimmer and switch.
Oh, right. No, I don't. I've not got any voiceovers in circulation
at this point.
Oh, really?
I thought you
really
meant, like,
sound
subdom.
Like switch.
Okay. Okay, next point. That's what I thought it meant. That's what it means, switch, subdom. It means I can be both, and I'm switch.
Right.
That's what I was worried we were going to. Please, sir, what can we do for you? Apart from call you an ambulance. Call me an ambulance? What do you mean by that? Come on, don't be rude, Kat. Kat, help me. Right, what can we do for you? Hello? Eduardo? What are you doing?
Is this live on air?
Oh,
yeah. Yes, mate, yes.
Okay, I need to think about what I want to speak with you about, and I'll call you back.
Okay, we look forward to that call with great anticipation. Let me take this one. Let's see who this is. Hello, line one. You're on the wireless.
Oh, hello there. My name is Les. I'm self-phoning for the first time. I'm listening to the show, and I must say, I think it's absolutely hilarious.
Well, it's not meant to be hilarious. This is supposed to be a serious political discussion show. I'm disappointed that you're finding it funny.
I really do. I think there's a lot of people on there really don't know too much about the situation, and really do need to do a little bit of research on what's actually going on in the world.
Exactly. What do you think is going on in the world?
Well, I'm not entirely sure, to be honest, and I don't think a lot of people are sure, because I think we've been fed an absolute load of rubbish about what's been going on, and I think there's a lot of things that's not actually being discussed or talked about even now.
Well, what would you like to discuss or talk about? Bearing in mind, we have to be careful around politics because of elections, but what would you like to discuss or talk about that isn't being discussed or talked about because people don't know about it?
I think there's so much going on in the world, and I just wish it people would get together,
yep,
stop messing around and just get on with it.
Okay.
What's going on?
We're all very much losing patience by it. It's all affecting all of people trying to carry out our working days and our working lives.
What are you talking about, man?
There's so much of... Well, you know, there's stuff going on with local politics and stuff going on regarding Brexit. And
okay, well, we can say we can't talk about politics because there are elections and there are certain rules in place. Are there other things going on that we need to talk about?
Oh, geez, I mean, what else is going on in the world?
I don't know. I don't know. You give me an example.
It's not being spoken about, apparently.
Give us an example of something that's not being spoken about, and we'll speak about it here on the MM, the mainstream media.
Well, I think these people that's protesting against climate change and all the issues regarding pollution that's tying themselves to rails and stuff like this. There's a lot more bigger issues in the world going on at this moment.
Hang on. There's a lot more bigger issues than the entire human race being wiped out because of climate change. Are there?
Well, let's face
Are
it,
there really?
Is there anything going to be done, like, right now?
Yes, there's loads that can be done.
After elections?
There's loads that can be done. I mean, we're not going to stop it completely, but we can slow it down so that our grandkids might stand a chance.
Well, yeah, I kind of get that, but do you not think we're just a little bit late in taking action on this? Do you not think that should have been done 5, 6,
you know what?
Years ago?
We might as well... You're right.
Forget
we
it.
Might as well fire up the... Let's get the old cars from the 70s. Let's get some 2-star petrol in there. Let's get those plastic straws back. Come on, Mackie D's, sort it out. And let's do it. Let's just... I nearly swore then. Let's just screw the world up the jacksy.
Well, to be fair, I think it's already screwed as it is. I mean, I'm not officially that old. I'm middle-aged, and I see...
What are you, 46?
No, I'm not. No, I'm 38 years old.
Okay. You sound older.
And myself...
It's not a joke. You do. You sound very old.
Myself, I'm very mindful of wastage and stuff like this, and person for me to say that, obviously.
Yes.
I am conscientious about the environment and its issues. But realistically, this all should have been addressed and sorted out years ago.
Yep.
Absolutely years ago.
Yep.
And not people trying to take action on it now. It
Who's
should have been done
cash in on it,
10, yeah. 15, 20 years ago.
Yep. So we should just leave it?
I can't help but feel it, basically.
It's too late.
I don't think we should leave it, but do we not think that some of the damage has already been done? Do we not think that some of the damage is already irreversible?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. But some of it isn't irreversible, so maybe we should focus on that.
Well, some of it isn't irreversible, and I think whatever people should do to try and help this planet out and make a difference.
So we agree.
It's a great thing.
Beautiful. Well, okay, so like you agree that, with the protesters.
You know, I agree with it. I just think there could have
well,
been
that
a
was,
different
that,
way
that, that turned
it.
Around
I think
quickly.
There could have been a different time as they could have done it as well.
Oh, okay. They could have done it like maybe in like the summer holidays or something.
Well, hell, you get a lot more impact and a lot more people want to get around this summer holiday.
So you're for them now.
Make a point, that would be the best way of doing it.
Okay. Is there anything else that's not being talked about that should be talked about? Because, listen, we are the mainstream media, but I am happy. I just want to prove to people that we've not been handed a list of things, apart from politics, because there are elections and there are rules, that we've not been handed a list of things that we're not allowed to talk about. We can talk about anything. So now's your chance, brother. Preach.
I think I'm kind of good on where I'm coming from at the moment. Fair, you know, I just want people to be more mindful of what they're doing to this world.
Okay.
Definitely. And I just want people to get their heads together and get it sorted out.
Okay.
Regardless of what's going on, just get it sorted out.
Sort it out. Thank you very much indeed. Excellent call there.
Even though it's already too late, we should have done it
before. He changed his tune very quickly, didn't he? He spun on a sixpence there. It's gone from, these people shouldn't be protesting to, well, I agree with them and we need to do something. Now, stay there. Still no word from Eduardo Suarez, who was going to call us back. I guess he's not remembered what it was that he was wanting to talk about. That's fine. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
A star-crossed soapbox for sailor boys, stable girls.
Well, I'm on the edge.
And stripper grands.
It depends who you're with and it depends on the situation.
Late Night Speech Radio with a difference.
Thank you.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I don't know what's going on tonight. I don't know. Hi, Ian. I can't call. We'll wake up my wife. Can you get David Icke in when his film comes out on the 4th of July? He was on Eamon's show very recently. We've had David Icke on the show, and I think that conversation's done. We did a nice interview with him. But thank you for the suggestion. Good evening, Naz.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm very, very confused.
Why is that?
Because the calls tonight have been nuts.
I know, I've been listening. How come you're so quiet, Dad?
Well, the last 15 minutes has been a little bit racy. I don't know. It was weird. When we drove into work tonight, Catherine, did you notice how quiet it was? Now, yesterday, sure, Bank Holiday Monday, but Bank Holiday Tuesday? It was absolutely dead driving through London, Naz. I don't know what's going on.
Is that where you are, down London?
We're in that London, I'm afraid. Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, I thought they'd be busy down there.
No, I thought we'd be proper busy, but it ain't. It's quiet. Maybe there was a big football match tonight. Maybe it's something to do with that.
Where are you, Naz?
In Halifax.
All right, nice.
What are you doing in the building society at this time of night? You're a bank robber. Yes, mate! Come on! Just a little joke. What can we do for you, Naz?
Nothing really. I'm just listening. I'm wondering why it's so quiet. Plus...
when people are phoning up to ask why there are no calls, you know that as a phone-in show, you are screwed.
That's a question to ask. I don't ring many times, but I always listen to you guys. But nice can I ask you a question?
You can ask anything you want, Naz. Go on.
What do you think, you know, like it's our Ramadan and it's our Eid, Christmas coming up. Do you know much about that?
I don't know a lot about it, but I know a little. Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak.
Here we go. But what should I know? Tell me what I should know.
Like we have two Christmases, like we say Eid, yeah? Two Eid.
Yeah.
The first one is we call it Nicky Eid, which is called Little Eid. And that one, we fast for 30 days.
Ay. What's that about?
Then we celebrate have Eid.
Yeah.
Then after, I think it's about 2 months and 10 days, we have the next one. And the next one, there's no fasting, but people go to Mecca and, you know, do the main prayer.
Yeah.
And when that is called Hajj, when the Hajj is done.
And everyone has to go there at least once in their life.
They got to have intentions, yeah.
Otherwise, they're scum. They're scumbags.
That's it, yeah. They got to have intention, and if they can afford it, they're well and fit. There's no reason why they should not.
When did you go?
My time hasn't come yet.
Scum! Scum! You're not a believer!
My time hasn't come yet. At the moment, yeah, you could say that, but not the right word. Not a good word of choice.
Do you ever do, like, when it's the fasting?
Yeah.
Do you ever have, like, a sneaky finger of Twix or something in the day?
Oh, you can't do that. You'd rather not keep a fast month.
You can't? You don't have, a little, half a finger of Kit Kat?
Truthful, at the moment, you know, because of my health, I'm not fasting. back in the day, I did used to.
You don't have, like, if someone offered you, like, oh, I don't know, a hula hoop or, like, a Pringle or something, you wouldn't take, like, one Pringle?
Today was the first fast. And my daughter, and I said to her, she goes, I rang her up, I go, will you pick your younger sister from school and walk home? She goes, Dad, can we go to a shop on the way? I go, you're fasting, aren't you? She goes, yeah, yeah, I know, but I want to keep it for later. I go, hey, you.
Such a dad way of saying it. Hey, you. Hey, you're fasting, aren't you? Hey, you.
I mean, there's only 11 months difference between them, but the younger ones, you know.
Yeah.
But the older ones, she's, wherever she gets, she'll eat. She's not a chubby girl, but she likes the food.
You know what I mean? What is the fasting for? How, I'm assuming it's to bring you closer to God. How is it? How does that bring you closer to God?
No, it's not about bringing you closer to God. It's have a prophet, peace be on him, upon him. He did the fast.
Oh.
We are doing what he did, you see.
Okay. And why did, if you don't mind me asking, because I don't really know a lot about it, why did he do the fast?
Truthful, I don't know much about it as well, but...
Right.
Shall I Google it?
Don't Google it.
Yeah, you can do, yeah. But the saying is, if I'm not wrong, I don't know.
I don't want to put you on the spot. I'm not asking to embarrass you. I know.
Google it, tell me as well.
Naz.
The only thing I know is that prophet, he fasted.
And fasted, fasted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, Kath's now researching this. Could take some time. All scholars right. have spent centuries.
All right, here we go.
Researching this.
So,
here
we go. Hang on, just stay with us, Naz. We'll have the answer for you.
Yeah, no problem, sir.
Right.
Hang on. It says why you're supposed to, but it doesn't say why it happened in the first place. I'll find out. Hang on, I'll look up.
All right. Well, Naz, we've spoken before, haven't we, Naz?
Just the once. I think you did that. I'm going through a bad patch, and you were doing that thing, weren't you? The card thing.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, the membership card.
No.
The tarot membership cards.
Tarot cards.
Yeah.
With it yourself.
Oh yeah. Did I read your tarot cards?
Yes, you did, sir.
And did it come true?
It did. Whatever every word what you said was true.
What did I say? Remind me what I said.
Basically, you told me to put my finger out of my ass and get on with it. Even if you get knocked down, get on with it.
And it worked?
It does, yeah.
I've got the gift.
I still need to put my finger all the way out of my ass.
Okay, well, I don't know what you're doing with it right up there. I mean, a little tip is enough, but a whole finger up there.
You know what? I mean, sorry for the choice of words.
You've got terrible language. To potty mouth.
No. I pick a few. Bad habits of you.
Shut!
Yeah, it's Tony's fault.
Shut up! Shut up, otherwise I'm going to start swearing in a way that only you and I will understand.
Oh, right. What about Kath there? That's a bit ignorant, though, isn't it?
Yeah. What
do you think, Kath?
Yeah, I think it's terrible. Terrible business, but I'm used to it.
Naz?
You two make a good pair, you know. Swear down.
oh, it swears down.
Our lawyers, you know, whoever comes on the show, all the other colleagues, you're the best one.
Oh, so totally. Everyone else is lousy. You should hear the guy that's on after us. This guy called Paul Ross. Jeez. It's unlistenable.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's terrible, man. You should listen to it after one and just see how good we are.
Oh, I do. I do sometimes when I'm out, when I've got no clue, I'll go jump in my car.
Yeah.
And I'll listen to you. At the moment, I'm in my car now.
Okay. You're not going anywhere. You're just sitting in the car listening to us.
Yeah, I've just come out in the car just to listen to you guys.
Oh, mate. You know you can listen to us on your phone.
Yeah, but thing is, my daughter, she's asleep next to me then.
Okay.
I'll get you, man.
Naz, you're a good man. I like talking to you, man. Give us a call again when we haven't got any calls.
Thank you,
I'm ready to go. Thank you, Naz. I'll see you later on. Take care. I didn't see you there, Paul. Sorry, mate. I just snuck in. How are you doing? You're right.
Not bad.
Let me quickly just say hello to this, Paul. And hello, Paul.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, Paul. Listen, we haven't got time tonight. But are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay, but. I'd like to ask a sort of favour, if you like.
Our fate, we've got a minute. You got? Can you do it in 60 seconds?
Take as long as you like.
Yes. No. Can I have time when I come on your radio to describe any meditation technique I know of.
Well, you wouldn't tell us the meditation technique yesterday.
Yeah, but I've changed my mind.
Oh. Give us a call tomorrow. You can have as long as you want.
Okay.
Take care, Paul. Bye-bye. Thank you, mate.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.